The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering, all right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame Black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon to your favorite 2 hours of the day. This is your lunch break with Ray Nitti, Maybe Shannon. On the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Live from the American Family Insurance Studios. Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, feeling great, Ray. How you feeling over there on the ones and twos? Well, Zach's hot. On the ones and twos.
I was about to say, you better watch it, Shannon.
Look, I'm giving away jobs at this point.
I got Serato.
I'm the director now.
I got Serato.
Wait, what you got? Serato. What's that?
I'm trying to turn this fan on. I'm cooking in here like a Salisbury steak. Jesus.
The rotisserie. Look, they got you up in the little.
Like I'm one of them little hands at Sam's Club for $5. How you doing, Shannon? How you feeling? Damn, I'm sweating.
We got you on the two screens. That's what you got. What's that called? The dual screen. Anywho, doing great. It's a good morning. You know, we talked about Truth Fest today. Super excited for that. Honestly, excited to be in the city this week. So that's what I'm looking forward to this week. What about you?
Man, this week I'm looking forward to Truth Family Fest. It's a lot going on this week, actually. We have Truth Family Fest, okay. And then I got my Masonic softball game, and then I leave for Poland. I go to Poland for a week for my sister's wedding. Yep.
That's like actually really cool. What made her get married in Poland?
Well, that's where her significant other is from.
Oh.
Yeah, she likes snow puppies.
You knew exactly where I was going with that.
Yeah. She's a hopper. She's a hopper. Little puppy hopper.
Brother of a hopper.
Oh man, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man. Seems like it's a lot of sauerkraut in Poland and vodka, so that's what I'm
I've heard. I like sauerkraut. Do you like sauerkraut?
I rock with cabbage. I rock with cabbage. I'm not mad at sauerkraut, but I'm just not like I need it on everything type of person.
Okay. I mean, I don't need it on everything, but I'm a fan of it. Like kimchi, is that what it's called? Kimchi is kind of like a sauerkraut, but it's like the Asian type of sauerkraut.
Yeah, they put the spices in it or something. Like people would just be eating jars of kimchi. Breath be smelling just like kimchi.
Garlicky and sour. It be coming. I heard it start, you know what? Let me stop putting people's business out there. I had a friend. who dated somebody that ate a bunch of I'm gossiping when I can't even say real words. I'm like, he ate a bunch of it. And she was like, he smells like kimchi. It comes out his pores. Straight I was like, ooh.
And then you get them like phantom burps. Them be crazy.
But no, a trip to Poland sounds like exciting. I bet they got some good sauerkraut. Love sauerkraut, man.
No, it's not. We did some, man, Poland seemed like they do a lot of beans, like cabbage in all forms, and like vodka. That's it. That's
vodka,
like
beans and cabbage. That's the diet you gonna. That's a good diet though. Vodka is actually healthy. Cabbage is healthy. You gonna be a little.
I rock with cabbage,
but you gonna be
alright. I rock with cabbage, but if it's just like majority in the sauerkraut form, like all right, that could get a little stressful.
Put a little turkey leg in there, so something.
You know what I'm saying? So like I heard they don't got like, you know, like cheese, like it's no Velveeta. Not like.
What do you mean?
Not like regular cheese, I guess. And obviously, like, I'm not trying to be one of those folks that is like, oh, you want American cheese in some place that's not America? I'm not even trying to be that person, right? But, okay, let's take cheese out of
it. We got different owls for everybody.
Hey, man.
Well, we got owls for different people here.
And they probably
okay,
like.
Okay, we have cheese.
They probably like, we don't want your processed American cheese.
Honestly, I think that's the issue.
Citizens.
Most countries that. It's literally illegal to have our food over in most countries. They like, hey, no, y'all gonna
straight up
turn us upside down, wipe out half our nation.
Man, I'm telling you. I think they don't got stuff like ranch. Like you ain't gonna be able to get no ranch out there. So we are going to bring some seasonings, though. We going to bring the lorries because we going to be preparing some, you know, Caribbean food for the wedding as well, for the reception. So we got to bring the curry.
You know, do you remember? I know that's right. Do you remember when they did the Olympics? Or was it, what was it just that happened? No.
FIFA.
The soccer cup.
Yeah.
FIFA.
In Norway.
That was a TikTok thing where like people was trying to smuggle ranch back home.
That is very true. They were doing that.
Oh.
It was on TikTok. They was trying to take bottles
those World
home.
Cup problems.
Ah, that's Yo. Funny as ever. They might not
they
want our meats,
judged.
But they want our ranch.
Pops. Listen, they wanted it. They wanted the sweet sauce. The sweet sauces.
We is a saucy country, though. We saucy as hell.
We is.
Like, I like all kinds of sauces.
Very mindful.
I'm more of a honey mustard and ranch type of guy.
They were showing them trying different restaurants and not like understanding like we got family size bag of chips. We got big gulps. Like that was like these people going home with diabetes. Like they were trying to just eat it all. They were like, you ain't supposed to go to Olive Garden and McDonald's and KFC in one day. Like, what are you
going
doing?
Going to Wendy's, getting the biggie size meal and sharing it with the whole family.
They couldn't believe it.
Yeah, we are, man. We wasteful, man. That might be a good show, Shannon. Maybe we tap into that tomorrow. The ways
Definitely.
Different countries indulge in food, man. But before we get any further, man. Shannon, tell the people where they can find us on this beautiful morning, kicking it with our cousins.
For sure. Man, listen, cousins, if you guys are listening to us on the radio or if you at home listening to us, you know you can also listen to us on YouTube. We are at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can join the chat. You can watch us live in studio. And just join us, man. Hop on over to YouTube. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Also, if you want to call us at 833-212-1017. Again, that number is 833-212-1017. 1017. You can call us, you can text us, but we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call. Let us hear your radio voice, cousin. And then do not forget to follow your host. We got Ray Nitty at Ray Nitty, RayNitti across all platforms. And myself, maybe Shannon, MayBeShannon. That's maybe Shannon across all platforms. And do not forget, head over to Facebook. Follow our Facebook page, The Lunch Break. Join the Lunch Break crew, man.
Man, on anything. Once again, y'all. What was I about to ask you, Shannon? I was about to ask you something. How much time we got?
Sauerkraut.
No, it wasn't.
Sauerkraut and hot.
It wasn't.
Just saying, thinking about something I want to eat now. My bad. We was talking food.
What the heck was it about, Shannon? But I'm gonna try to remember it. Oh man, I wish you would have. Wish you would have stuck around yesterday for the show.
Yesterday.
Really? You know, I picked some grapes.
I be wanting to, but you know, I work like one of them people. Listen.
With the 13th Amendment.
I work. Hello.
What crime you been convicted of? Got them
paying
you.
Hey, I told my friend how much I work. She said, hey, what mob you owe out there in Vegas? Why you work so
Joe Lombardo. Joe Lombardo.
I'm Joe Lombardo.
Ooh, look at me on top of that cough button. Look, check that out, Benjamin.
Look, I know that. Check that out. Wish I stayed, too. I did pop in one day, and I don't know what y'all was talking about. Look, I forgot to bring that up. I think it was 2 days ago. Somebody was saying, yeah, I'm just mad, Shannon, something, something. I was like, you know what? I'm about to get my facial done. I don't need this stress right now. It was like...
I
want to say it was Friday.
Well, it was probably
Guru
somebody.
Said something about. I knew I didn't want to get my levels up. I didn't want to get my heart rate risen. He said something about people want to go to Vegas in the bigger cities or something like that. And I was like, I don't even know what this conversation is about. And not going to get lost in it. I won't give you the satisfaction.
That's funny as ever. Man, speaking of satisfaction, when we come back, we're going to get into a nice appetizer for y'all. And I know y'all going to be satisfied with this. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, live from the American Family Insurance Studios.
Don't go anywhere.
Half a perky, half a zen, half time. Half a paper, up, ate my... Halftime, tryna rock that stick, turn it bad at halftime. Boom, yeah.
Hit the streets. What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back! Welcome back! Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. It's your boy Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. This is your favorite 2 hours of the day, y'all. This is your lunch break, man. Shouts out to everybody tapping in with us right now. Aaron is him in the chat. Shouts out to our YouTube family. Shouts out to our radio family. If you're driving right now, I want y'all to buckle in. All right? Buckle in and hold your sandwich. Is that what they say? Is it hold your sandwich? No, it's hold the phone. But we going to say.
I don't know. We going to figure it out.
Hold on to your pepperonis. We got a lot on the menu today. I'm going to give them a quick skim of the menu, Shannon, and I'm going to let you get into our appetizer. All right?
Of course.
So, you know, on the menu today, we're going to be, you know, diving into a little plate of this Penn State frat house. What got busted for cocaine traffic ring. Yes, at Penn State, the prestigious Penn State. I almost wore my Penn hoodie today. Not Penn State, Penn the business school, but, you know.
Same. Yo, I was going to say, you went to Penn State?
No, I did not go. My wife goes to Penn. My wife is a studious,
say,
responsible
person.
To the
plug, man. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop.
Nephew did go to Penn State, though. Jerry played football for Penn State. Shouts out to Jerry, man. Then he transferred to Memphis when he finished his collegiate career out there. But then we got
too much trapping going on at Penn State.
He was not involved.
He was like, hold on now.
He was a good student.
He was like, it's too much happening over here.
We might get Jerry on the show, man. He got a clothing line. I'm proud of Jerry, man. Entrepreneur. Oh, we can talk about college, you know, life after college for college athletes. And what does that look like, you know? Because he started a business that's doing extremely well now. Then we want to get into a scoop of this late night Milwaukee shootings that have been going on, where it was a couple people that actually lost their life. Prayers to the families. And one person in particular sounds like was very, very dear to the Milwaukee community, especially the music community. So we'll get into that as well. Then we also want to get into breaking down the case for organ donation in Milwaukee's black community. It was an article that talked about that. I can't remember whoever sent that, but shouts out to whoever sent that for us to check into. And then we might, like, I don't know, we might take this off the menu. I'm sick of this. Any Trump food, it just stinks, but it's something on there talking about
it don't come out right.
No nukes.
Don't go
you know
down.
What I mean, and Iran. So we'll see. Like, but nah, we'll see about that. But then we also have the Waukesha Meyer shooting. That's Meyer, right? That's how you say that word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They identified the suspect finally, so we'll get into some of that. And then we also have not enough babies. America is falling behind on the baby making. Maybe it's the music. We ain't making love no more, man. And this menu full. I don't know if we're going to get to all this food. Then we got Stephen A. Smith versus the National Association of Black Journalists. And some things that were said. So we're going to pick through this menu and see what we serve up. But Shannon, just one more time, tell the folks where they could, you know, check us out at. Maybe not the whole thing, but, you know, shout out our family. And I'm going to let you serve this out.
Of course, shout out to our cousins in the chat. Of course. Shout out to our family in the chat. If you guys want to watch us live in the studio, make sure you head over to YouTube. We're at 1017 The Truth. If you want to give us a call at any time, call us at 833-212-1017. We also have a text line, but we'd rather hear from you. Text us as well. That's available. But before that, or during this, hold your phones, because we're going to get into this appetizer. This story sounds like something straight out of a movie, okay? A surrogate mother leaves Alaska, heads to Texas while pregnant, and ends up in the middle of a legal battle over who gets to raise the baby. So this is what happened. McKenna West is serving as a surrogate in California for a couple. During the pregnancy, the doctors discover that the baby has a heart syndrome, a serious, potentially life-threatening heart condition, actually. The intended parents, they said that they discussed terminating the pregnancy after the diagnosis. West says she was pressured to have an abortion, something that the couple denies. She ultimately decided to continue the pregnancy, ran off to Texas, where she gave birth on August 12th. It just got here. So this is fresh. And a lot of people are wondering what's going to happen, because I believe the original parents are from California. The surrogate is from Alaska, and she ran off to Texas, where it's pretty much illegal to have any type of abortion. So it's really a complicated situation. Wes wanted to keep the baby and has argued that the Texas law gives her parental rights because she gave birth there. And the intended parents, however, they say their surrogacy agreement in California court ruling established that they are the baby's legal parents. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also stepped into the case, arguing that the newborn needed life-saving medical treatment. A Texas judge ordered that the baby receive that care. The baby got two names at this point. The parents are calling it Rumi. The lady that ran away with it is calling it Gabriel. He underwent a complicated heart surgery and is now in custody of his parents. Wes has been restricted from seeing the baby so far. That's what the New York Post is reporting. And this is raising a huge question. It's when a surrogate changes their mind about pregnancy, especially when there are serious medical conditions or complications involved, who gets to decide what happens to the baby? So it's now not even just about abortion or surrogacy anymore. It's about parental rights, contracts, state laws, and who gets to the final say about a child's medical care. We also have a clip for you guys.
Okay.
Birgit was carrying had a life-threatening heart defect. They asked her to get an abortion, but the surrogate said no and ran to Texas, and now the attorney general is involved. Let's get into it. So hypoplastic left heart syndrome, or HLHS, is a condition where the left side of the heart never forms properly. And without treatment, a baby can die just hours or a few days after birth. Now, standard treatment, not always a cure. And the treatment consists of three open heart surgeries, starting with the Norwood procedure within days of the baby being born. Now, even with the best care, survival is still uncertain. About 70% make it to age 5, but that number drops to just 31% by age 35. The oldest person to survive HLHS is in their 30s. So for many parents, choosing abortion after this diagnosis is a medically sound decision. And that's exactly what intended parents Nishan Gilkar and Omar Ahmed decided. Now, their surrogate, McKenna West, signed a binding contract granting them full authority over fetal medical decisions. And when they asked her to terminate the pregnancy based on the HLHS diagnosis, she refused and fled to Texas, where abortion is outlawed, and is now using the state's restrictive laws to force the intended parents into a medical pathway that they never consented to. Now, Texas Attorney General Kim Paxton has intervened. Kim Paxton is demanding that hospitals perform these surgeries against the intended parents' explicit wishes. He also wants to strip the intended parents of their parental rights and void the contractual agreement they made with the surrogate. Now, McKenna West, a surrogate, is in a difficult position, right? She doesn't want to get an abortion and would rather the fetus have the surgeries, right? However, some people are arguing that her wishes should not matter since she did enter into a clear legal agreement, and her personal thoughts are now overriding what the intended parents see as a deeply considered, evidence-based decision. Now, the intended parents are seeking to have the fetus transported to California after birth. So here's the question I want to ask y'all. Should a surrogate's personal beliefs override a signed contract and the medical judgment of the intended parents, especially when the fetus has been diagnosed with a life-threatening heart condition, or does the person that's carrying the fetus have the final say?
This sounds like a question for our attorney, Emil.
Emil, where you at? But no, it's crazy because then you got people, even like when I look through the comments, you got people like, well, they didn't want the baby before. They didn't want the baby. They tried to abort that baby. That's her baby now. And it's just like, that's not how the law works. That's not how that works. And even her, like, I don't know. It's just a mess because her running off to Texas is crazy. Like, now you got three different states involved. And then she started doing these, like, podcast interviews and, like, like with, like, all these, like, super conservative networks and just, like, they're trying to end the baby's life. And it's just, like.
Now it's political.
Could you imagine? Now it's super political, and that's exactly why she ran off to Texas. But we'll be right back after these messages. Don't forget to call us at 833-212-1017. Make sure you join our chat. We're at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We got some comments to get to as well. We got Robert Lentz. She's nuts, which I agree. I do agree. Why would you? We can get into this after the break. Aaron said, what's good, Black people? What's up? What's up, Aaron? Is him. And then we got Aaron saying Guru Brandon's personal troll. And what lifetime did he's the truth. He's the lunch break's personal troll. But after these messages, we'll be right back and get back into the topic.
Don't go anywhere. What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is the award-winning 1017 The Truth. The Lunch Break Crew, Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. Shouts out to Cousin Jasmine just joining us. Hey, y'all, I got a two-hour break. Lunch break. Sorry I'm late. That's what's happening, man. Tell.
No, that's right. Pull up on us.
Tell supervisor we said good looking, fool. Shouts out to my homie Bennett's boy for the tag. Man, that was crazy, Shannon. I feel like,
man,
I got a little extra appetizer left that I need to discuss. I don't know if I'm ready to just send it back yet.
I seriously want to know what your thoughts are on that. Like,
I'm trying to get some understanding. So right now, the surrogate parents have the baby. Is that what happened?
So as of now, just because this is moving so fast. The last I read was that the actual parents have the baby, but there's gonna be like a lot of court stuff going on because the woman feels like I gave birth in Texas. This is my baby now, and yeah.
And when you say actual parents, you mean like the lady that birthed them or the people that was paying for her to birth them?
Parents. So they, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not really her baby because don't they use the egg and the sperm from the parents and just implant it in her and she just kind of hold the baby in her womb?
Yeah, I think that's what surrogacy is. Yeah, because they do.
So she carried the baby, but yeah. That doesn't.
She like.
And contractually. It ain't her baby. She like that lady sound crazy.
She like,
wait, the surrogate situation. Jasmine Jazz West. Yes, we're talking about that surrogate situation. We just talked about how that Alaska woman ran off with the California people baby to Texas. And there's a lot of talk online about who should be, I mean, who gets the baby because she wants to fight for the baby. They called it a fetus after it was born. That should tell you a lot of where they're coming from.
So I guess
Todd Lindstrom.
Is there a world where, like, you know, the surrogate, like the parents who were expecting to take ownership of the baby or raise the kid, right? Not the birthing.
Take ownership.
I know that sounds crazy. It might be time to send this back to the kitchen. but is there a world? Because the people that were expecting it, they said they wanted her to abort the kid, right? So
yes,
where, like, that's an interesting conversation. If they like, nah, we don't want it, go ahead, abort the baby. And this person is like, nah, I'm not doing that then. I'll take care of the baby. Is that not a conversation worth having? Or, and this is just me asking a question because I think it's a very important one to ask. And quite frankly, the most important thing I ain't even hearing none of them consider is like, yo, like what's going to happen with this kid? You know what I mean? Like God's willing, this kid grows up to be happy and healthy, you know? Like, what is that story going to be like? Like, okay, you carried me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But these my mama and daddy eggs and DNA that was used to maybe. It's like, yeah, she like DoorDash that didn't deliver the meal and just left with it.
Yeah. And then on top of that, like, I think the biggest issue is, like the last reporter said, was like this. Whatever heart condition it is, I think it comes along with a lifetime of medical issues. Mm-hmm. So I would think she'd be responsible for the medical expenses personally. Like, we could take our baby, but you responsible for, like, something needs to be in place. I think the biggest issue here is that when it was a fetus, that was determined that there's medical issues and they wanted to abort. And she took it upon herself to run off to Texas, deliver this baby that indeed, like the doctor said, needed a lot of medical attention and all these things. So it said Lucretia says the surrogate is saying possession it 9/10 of the law, so the baby is hers. Wait, what? That sounds like a football thing. But so I think the biggest thing is I see a lot of people saying, well, they didn't want it at first. They should have wanted it now. And it's like, that is different when it's like a fetus. Now the baby is here and that's our baby. Let's do what we got to do. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of back and forth and a lot of conversations coming from that. And like, even with the legalities of it all, they said that it was in plain writing. When you're a surrogate, and I've seen a lot of videos like about actual surrogates, it's very plain and clear what you're signing. It's very plain and clear what you're expected to do. It's very plain and clear. We are basically the ones that make these decisions. So for her to run off, like, it does sound like she is mentally unstable. Like, if you're going to be a surrogate, I feel like you probably have to be ready for whatever situation arises.
Yeah, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. We would like to know, is she wrong for running off with the baby after they said they wanted to abort it? So she like, no, I'm keeping it. And then she probably went to this. I don't think that was just random. I think she picked Texas.
But she ran off on the plug, man.
She ran off on the plug.
And she knew how Texas laws were and it's so crazy because right when she ran off, she links up with their attorney general or something, and all of a sudden she's got this platform talking about how pro-life is and blah blah blah. If you're signing paperwork that says like these people can like they have all the means to tell you to abort a baby, why would you sign that contract to begin with? Like, I'm like, no, I can't be a surrogate because there's an off chance that they might say, never mind, eat this. Like, it's just so many crazy situations that this made me think about.
I think maybe that's another conversation to have too. Like, and maybe they start adding this to, contracts. I don't know what a surrogacy contract looks like. I don't know what that process is like. I know some people that have been surrogates before or used surrogates.
I'm sure you could like customize your own contract though.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, say something like, yo, if at any moment you feel like you don't want to go through with this baby or the choice you're leaning towards is abortion, and you know that's just something that's not on the table for me as a surrogate, so I don't know, maybe that's something they put in there. I'm interested to know now what have these actually looked like. I'm very interested to know that,
man. Definitely that's definitely something we need to look into. They said follow the contract, put a clause in. Jasmine Jazz West says RC Creations Mule said the baby is technically its own entity. Robert Land said they told her to abort the baby. You can't backtrack now. Well, she backtracked in the baby here. So since it didn't happen, I guess I'll take my baby. Tasha, hi Lucretia. You talked. Oh. Hi. Look, that's what they meant. It's hard. I'm trying to scan the comments.
Yeah, that's what he meant by screen.
But they scan and pass me on the screen.
Man, but no, I think that's a very, very interesting topic. Very good appetizer too. The poll says, the question was, would you give the baby back if they said they didn't want the baby at first? Somebody said, no, I wouldn't get a baby back. 67% no, I wouldn't give it back. And 33% says, yes, I'd give it back.
Lock them up. Because I feel like it has to be understood that it wasn't from a place of, like, we just don't want that baby. We don't like that baby. It was from a place of medical, like, standpoint. Like, they had all this. Like, with all the facts, that baby is going to have a lot of surgeries and it's going to be very expensive. It's going to be very medically draining for a, like, they said, what, open heart surgery or something for a baby, like, immediately after birth? Like, three of them? Like, and what is it, a 70% chance of this baby not making it past, what, five? Like, that's just, why set a child up for a life of that? But I don't think it was, like, we just don't want it.
You said you had open heart surgery?
I feel like I'm doing just fine.
You had it as a baby?
Yeah, I had it as a one-year-old. I had VFD repair. It was torn, and I had two holes in it.
Oh, wow.
See, look at that.
But I think one side of their heart never fully developed at all. I don't know if that's much different, but.
Yeah, I don't know what VSD is, man. But I'm glad you're here, DJ.
I mean, open heart surgery is open heart surgery at this point. It don't matter what it is. It's open heart surgery. Come on.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They did say like three of them or something like that. But like I said, it just sounded like with the evidence given, sounded like a lot was going to be happening there. And I don't know. I feel like they should at least be off the hook for the medical expenses. I don't know.
Yeah. I think running off, having a baby, and now trying to hold the parents accountable for the, you know what I mean? Like, that's intense. Like, yo, you went against the grain, and I'm sure they would have been accountable for the bill if, like, it was agreed upon, like, hey, yeah, we going through with this pregnancy. Sure, that's always in the, what's the name, but you can't just, you know, in the contract, not the what's the name. You can't just make up your own rules and be like, all right, y'all don't want it, I'm going to keep it, and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, and you honestly, took that woman's eggs and that guy's sperm.
Bruh.
But it also comes to a point where if she can make those types of decisions, if, like, I just don't feel like, you know what, I'm 5 months pregnant, I just don't feel like having y'all baby no more, I should be able to abort it because it's my body. Like, mm-hmm. You have to think of it both ways. If stuff like that can fly, then things the other way can fly. And imagine how, like, that would work out. So, I don't know. When you think of one thing, you have to think about, like, the other side of things, too. Not only did I keep the baby, she still wants the remaining payment from being their surrogate.
Yeah, I would love
somebody
to,
in the comments. We don't know their money too.
We're gonna reach out to somebody. I know somebody that has had a few surrogate babies. Like, she was a surrogate. What's the person that's delivering the baby is the surrogate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the parents are the intended parents.
Okay, there we go. Getting our terminology up, y'all. Don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, we will be getting into something else on the menu. Penn State frat houses busted in cocaine trafficking ring. Yes, the prestigious Penn State frat house busted for that cocaina. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Lunch Break Crew with Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z.
Don't go anywhere.
To other news tonight, two fraternities at Penn State University are at the center of a highly profitable cocaine ring, according to state prosecutors, who say the drugs were cut and packaged right there in the frat houses, sometimes by pledges. Among those charged, 13 current and former students and one student's father. More now from CBS's Michael George.
Investigators say all but one of the 14 charged were Penn State students at the time of the alleged criminal conduct. Pennsylvania's Attorney General Dave Sunday says the drug operation was run inside two fraternity houses in 2023 and 2024.
Cocaine was primarily packaged at the fraternity houses. And in fact, we found a pattern of events that showed cutting and bagging cocaine was, for some pledges, an indoctrination into the Delta Upsilon and Sigma Chi fraternities.
Authorities say the two main dealers were senior members of the fraternities.
Agostino Abatiello was at the very top of the chain. Thomas Robinson was a rung below that on the ladder.
According to the criminal complaint, the drugs were sold at parties and other college social events. One defendant is accused of buying more than 5 pounds of cocaine in a nine-month period. Six defendants are facing felony charges. Eight others are charged with misdemeanors. Penn State says it's placing Delta Upsilon on interim suspension pending an investigation. It says Sigma Chi isn't recognized by the university.
The packaging happened at off-campus fraternity houses.
And there was one non-student charged, Paul Robinson, the father of one of the suspects. Authorities say he concealed evidence, including a safe containing drugs and cash. Tony?
Damn!
That's wild.
I'm in love with
you. So wait, you telling me they had weight like that and only got misdemeanor charges?
Welcome back.
I guess
right.
It wasn't cracked.
Welcome back to your lunch break on the award-winning 101.7 live from the American Family Insurance Studios. It's Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Baking soda. I got baking soda.
That's
it was
what
in
they
school
had.
And it was not chemistry.
Well, Some would argue.
Not that class. They had the pledges.
That class was over.
They had the pledges bagging up. That's crazy.
I would argue that's some team building. Is that not team building?
That's cartel building. That's what it is.
Hey,
they need
come on. They were just trying to do something.
Treat
to
those
boost morale
thugs like
here.
The thugs that they are, poisoning our communities, poisoning our babies. Those white criminals.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Not the babies.
Yeah. Because let it have been like hazing, like yo hate. First of all, you know what? I gotta watch how I phrase this. But they pledges might be up through the roof next time they got a line.
You hear me? What? Introduce me to the plug. Like, what you mean?
Man, what? They over there getting money, man. I'm trying to be down
Listen,
with them.
I told you they trying to boost morale over there. Y'all trying to act like that ain't no team building activity. They said, we ain't doing no car washes over here. We ain't doing no bake sales.
Nah, we
it's a bake sale, all right.
Man, baking soda sale. Come get this uncut cocaina. Take it to the, straight from Medellin. ¿Qué pasó? Te odio. Vámonos. Follow me, papi.
While they parents over there trying to, you know what? I ain't going to start. Their parents probably supported ICE like crazy. Meanwhile,
oh
look,
God.
The drug that was in their backyard.
Hey, man, I'll tell you, it be the irony, man.
It be the irony,
man. I think, I do think, I want to know how much time they're going to end up getting. Because did you say it was a misdemeanor? Is that what they got charged with?
I think 14, they said like 12 got misdemeanors, right? Only two had more serious charges. And I'm going to guess those was like the main people in charge. And look, they might can get a good lawyer. One person said he spent $50,000.
So yeah, what about the one that got 5 pounds? Eight.
That's what I was going to say.
Listen.
Like, no, they said 9.
They was making money.
Oh, 9?
No, or was it 5
I thought
or
it
9?
Was 5.
Oh, 5 pounds in 9 months. In 9 months.
Point is, they got pounds of cocaine.
I thought they came
they
in kilos.
Wait. They going to have a lawyer team. They going to have a team of lawyers. They ain't going to have one lawyer. It's going to be a team.
I got to do some conversions here. What does?
Oh Lord, what you converting over? You got a scale over there, right? No, I'm messing with you.
They said 5 pounds of cocaine. I want to know what's that in kilos. Do you know that math? I wonder if Sherwin know that math. Sherwin is like the mathematician. Yeah. He knew exactly what everything was. What's 5 pounds of cocaine transferred in kilos? Let's see if they know that math.
Check your search history, please.
Right. The views and opinions. So that was about 2.2 kilos of cocaine. Jeez. They was moving. Hey.
2.27.
They was doing.
How much? That?
They was moving some.
That's two bricks.
That's two
major
bricks.
Weight. That's wild.
That's
all
too
white brick.
Oh,
man,
all
what?
White brick.
You know the street value of that?
I'm trying to figure. That's what I want to know.
Sure, I'll tell you in one second.
Then they got pops involved. Like, what's going on? Free POP. Hold it down. They need to free him, actually.
Hey, man.
He was just trying to keep in his faith.
That's about
half
a million
dollars. Wait, what is the
retail
value?
About $500,000, depending on how they broke it down.
Have a legal team.
Depending on if they
wholesale it. You don't got to worry about a lawyer.
Yeah, that's crazy. 2.5 keys. 2.5 keys, y'all. Well, once again, I am very interested to see how this plays out. Man, hour one went extremely fast. You'd have thought we was on some of that. You'd have thought we was in a... fraternity house. How fast this hour
Listen,
went.
I'm trying to get in that fraternity. Look, what I
Who's
got.
Flying no, through the menu.
I'm joking.
Today we're talking about this, and then we're going to be talking about that, and then we're going to get through this. And then after this, Shannon, we're going to go see what's else on the menu. And I can't wait to get to dessert.
Yum.
Yummy. Oh, man.
The bar said they air fried baked it, too. Wait a minute.
Man, they...
What do you mean they air what?
They air fried it. Oh, that's how they was cooking it up. Wow.
What?
Shouts out to the cousin.
RC said, I wonder what their future occupations were. I do, too. I think one was an accountant. They said he's a numbers guy. It looks like it. He knew how to put the brick and make it. You know what I'm saying? It's Hello. Always... He knew how to make numbers.
It's always a numbers guy, numbers. A chemist.
Yeah.
It's always
a numbers guy.
It's always one of them. Breaking Bad. Or what was the other one?
Jasmine Jazz West said Carlito's Way, both movie versions.
Paid in full.
Oh, man.
He like, you got six keys on you right now? That's six keys right there? He said, I love the game. I can't get enough of the game. That's our moment in black movie trivia for our cousins.
For
that's
real. That monologue
us.
Actually was like really, really good. That was a good monologue for real.
Anybody that owe me money is dead. Man. Hey, that was a classic meme too though. But yeah, man, white privilege allegedly forced into handling kilos products at a hazing ritual. Yo, hazing ritual is you got to bag up, cuz?
I mean, some of the hazing things that I've seen, though, over the years, like somebody died being hazed.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that you've seen.
For real.
I was like, what did you see, Shannon?
I have not been a party to these crimes.
Accusations.
I don't know, Shannon.
But the things that have gone viral for real about hazing, like people be dying. Like, I'd rather bag up some work.
Absolutely.
Y'all ain't drowning me or punching on me. Y'all ain't paddling me and leaving me in the forest.
She's
like, come
saying,
on now.
Give me the key. I'll bag it up. You're not going to put your hands on me.
Give me a little mask. I'll do it. Never mind. I was starting to get into
See, Shannon act like she know exactly what to do
the
already.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth.
Look at Jasmine with the eyes. She like, Shannon, hit me up offline. Oh, God.
Y'all, I know nothing.
This is a family show.
This is a family show, guys. I was just saying what I heard on the TV.
See, Shannon got the mask. She's been on the yachts. What else? She's been at the parties. She's seen it all. New Jack Truth.
Thank you. These are
No, that's for you theories. Because how do you know all of this information?
The X-Files, dog.
I'm an information girl. He's a numbers guy. I'm an information girl. I just like to get information. That's it. How yep. many bricks?
Shannon always on
Yo,
the scene.
That is hilarious, man.
Shannon is always on the scene. Shannon, take us to break before you get us indicted on any of more. Yo.
Running, they gonna wait till I'm near Friday. The fans gonna kick in the truth door. All right, y'all, we gonna be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
Milwaukee business owners, this is your moment. Every Friday at 8 a.m., call in to 101.7 The Truth for what the business is. Tell us what your business is, where you're located, and one thing you've learned along the way. What the business is powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Fridays at 8 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth. Fridays at 8 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth.